What we are going to do this morning is what we have been instructed to do by the Word of God. From time to time, there are brethren that are indicated for the traveling ministry. Brother and Sister Peters were prayed over a while back. I don't just remember how long it was. They were prayed over for the traveling ministry, but as helpers. And they have fulfilled that function in the intervening time and have been many places where we have asked them to go and be part of the ministry. And we feel that it is time now that Brother Peters would be set as a traveling deacon. And just so you might understand the way in which we do this, you say, you might think, well, he was prayed over as a for the helping ministry. Is it necessary to pray over him again for the office of traveling deacon? And the answer to that is yes. And the reason is because there is something about the laying on of hands that is very special, and the scriptures bear it out. Jesus laid his hands on the children and he blessed them. They laid their hands upon those who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When there is someone set in office, a presbytery of brethren lay their hands upon that brother and his wife for that particular office and for that ministry. There is an impartation. There is a blessing that goes with the laying on of hands. It is not something that man has dreamt up. It is not some philosophy of man. It is scripture. And that's what we want to follow. We want to follow what God says in his word. And so this morning, it is our privilege to add Brother Peters to our traveling ministry, and we will pray and prophesy over him this morning and his wife, Lois, as the Spirit would give us utterance. Praise the Lord.
Our loving Father, we are so blessed because of your presence. We are further blessed by those that you keep adding to the church. How wonderful is the fellowship that we enjoy one with another. How wonderful it is to hear their ministry being acted and being brought about in the services that uplifts the name of Jesus and ministers life to the people. We thank you for our brother here today. Brother Wayne has been a very faithful father to the local church for many years. And we thank you, Lord, for his contribution, and Lois, and they've been real spiritual parents to the flock there in Winkler. So, Lord, we bless them today, and we set them apart for this ministry. We pray that you will give them a very keen sense of which way the Spirit is leading them. Give them insight, dear Lord, to the needs of the people as they go from place to place. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost that you anoint us with. We pray for thy holy anointing to rest upon these dear ones, Lord, and that they will minister words of direction and words of life, that the Word of God, the Bible, as they minister from it, Lord, as Brother Wayne preaches and advises the different ones, we pray, Lord, that you'll give the people ears to hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. Bless Sister Lois, Lord, as she fellowships with other sisters in the church and encourages them. We thank you for your spiritual gifts that you have given to each child of God in the church, and you've anointed these. So, Lord, we just pray thy wonderful anointing to come upon them in a very special way as they go about their ministry in the body of Christ, the living church of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God.
My son, I have placed within thy heart a love for my word. And my word, my son, have I written upon thine heart, as thou hast made thyself available unto my spirit, and you have partaken of that which the Lord has committed unto thee, and thou hast rejoiced in the truth of it and in the beauty of it. My son, there has been a desire in thy heart for the things that are real and the things that are true, to bypass all of these superficial and to walk in that which is genuine and that which is true. Hallelujah. And I have placed your feet, my son, on a right path because of the desire that has been in thy heart. I have turned thy steps that they might align with my will. I have called thee and set thee apart that thy life might be in my hands, saith the Lord, that you might be a vessel of honor unto me. I have placed thee in the company of my brethren, that the unity of my spirit and the strength of my spirit would overshadow thee and fill thee, saith the Lord. Thou hast stood and thou hast known weakness. Thou hast felt from time to time that there is no ability in thy hands to do what is necessary. But my son, my strength is sufficient. Yeah. My word shall endure. Hallelujah. My way shall be open, and no man shall close it.
Hallelujah.
Put thy trust in me, saith the Lord. Set thine heart to walk softly before me, and no doors will open, my son, that the Spirit of the Lord alone can open, and thou shalt enter in, and thou shalt walk in the beauty and the glory of that which is opened unto thee. My son, many shall follow, even those that may be from afar off shall see and be influenced by that which they see. They will see in thee something of that is genuine, something that is true, and they will say, even as you have said, I desire that, and they will follow, my son. Even at thy gentle word, they will hear and they will follow, and you will guide them in the way of righteousness. Therefore, this day, my son, be thou strong. Be thou strong in the Lord, and fear not to ask largely of the Lord, for he will hear thy prayer. and he will do even as you have asked. For the Lord is able, and there is none that can deter that which the Lord has purposed to do. My son, be thou strong, for the Spirit of the Lord does rest upon thee. Thine own strength is not sufficient, but a mantle this day has been set upon thee, and the mantle of authority is resting upon thee. And in that mantle and in the Spirit of the Lord, there is authority and there is power, and it is sufficient for that which is before thee. Yes. My daughter, thou too hast walked the road. Thou hast been a help. My daughter, as only the Lord can choose and can do, for as thou hast carried with thy husband the burden of the Lord, it has been a great strength and a great comfort unto him. My daughter, let the wisdom of the Lord be in thy mouth.
Amen.
And let the prayers that are in thy heart rise up in the night, we pray. For in these things shall there be strength, and in these things shall a way be opened, saith the Lord. My daughter, take the hand of thine husband. Let the unity of my spirit be there, and let thy household be blessed, and let it be strengthened, for the Lord is in the midst of the house, saith the Lord, to strengthen and to lift up, to undo the heavy burdens, and to set liberty in its rightful place. For this is the treasure of the Lord, that his people should walk in liberty. And thou shalt have it at thy hand, saith the Lord. Therefore, be thou encouraged, be not cast down. Look not to the left or to the right, for the Lord is sufficient for thee, and his hand is upon thee, and he shall fulfill his word, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My son, a live coal I take off the altar today, and yea, I place it upon thy lips. My son, fear thou not, doubt not that my hand resteth upon thee. Yea, that my direction has guided thy life thus far. And yea, I will continue to direct thee. Yea, as thou wouldst meditate upon my word, yea, it shall become like fire within thee. Yea, and thou shalt minister out of the inner recesses of thine heart, that which I have placed within thee. Amen. Doubt not, fear not, saith the Lord. Amen. Yea, my son, there will be times when thou shalt stand in the breach. Amen. Yea, even as Moses stood between his God and the people, yea, thou shalt stand in that breach. Thou shalt be a repairer of the breach, saith the Lord. Yea, look to my voice. Look to my counsel, my son. For surely I shall give thee words of wisdom, saith the Lord. Yea, and my son, thine heart shall go out to those that are disadvantaged. Yea, to the distraught, yea, to those that are oppressed, yea, thine heart shall go out in a special way to them, yea, in the spiritual realm, yea, in the physical realm, yea, thou shalt minister those things unto those that are in need. But yea, I shall give thee discernment in this. And thou shalt know How I desire thee to move, and when I desire thee to stand still. Oh, hear thou the voice of the Lord this day. For surely I have called thee out of darkness into my marvelous light, saith the Lord. My daughter, yea, I have placed that special gift of intercessory prayer upon thine heart. Yea, and thy whole being will yearn for that which the Lord hath made real to you. Yea, oft times that which cometh to you shall seem to be in the realm of the impossible. But yea, I have placed my spirit in you in such a way that you will look on those things that seem to be hard and difficult and impossible. But in the name of the Lord, and in the name of thy prayer, intercessory prayer, yea, it shall be done. Yea, my daughter, I desire to give thee the desires of thine heart. Oh, my daughter, yea, my heart, saith the Lord, goeth out today to thy family. Yea, my daughter, grab hold of the horns of the altar. Amen. And do not let it go. Do not let them go. For surely by thy prayers thou shalt see that change that thou desirest to see in members of thine own family. And surely thy ministry along with thine husband shall go out to others as thou visitest with the people in the various places, in the various churches. Yea, be of unity, my brother and my sister. Yea, be thou of unity and work together, and the Lord shall accomplish that what he desires in thine heart and in the church of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
My son, think it not strange that you have been brought to this day. For yea, I say unto you that I saw this day even before the foundations of the world were laid. Yea, indeed, I saw this day that the apostolic mantle would rest upon thee. Yea, I say unto thee that the experiences of all of your life, yea, have been sanctified that they might provide you with the experience that you will need for the ministry which you shall do. Yea, I say unto thee that the faith that I have placed in thine heart, I will increase that faith. And yea, I say unto thee that the gift of faith doth rest upon thee and within thee this day. Amen. And yea, I say unto thee that thou shalt from time to time, as you face very impossible circumstances, the gift of faith will arise in thine heart, and thou shalt believe for those things which seem impossible to the natural mind. And this gift of faith, as it is exercised, will encourage those who are struggling, will encourage those who are downcast, will encourage those who come under the burden of destruction, of this burdensome thing, and they shall be lifted because of the gift that thou shalt exercise. Yea, I say unto thee that I will lead thee and I will guide thee, and I will show thee great and marvelous things which thou knowest not. My daughter, I say unto thee that thou too, I have seen this day before the foundation of the world. Yea, I say unto thee that I did see thee before thou wert in thy mother's womb, that thou would be joined to this man, that thou would be exactly what he needs for the task ahead. As thou hast been, thou shalt be even in a greater way in the days ahead. Thou shalt comfort him, and thou shalt be his nearest counselor when he faces difficult circumstances. Yea, I say unto thee, that when he is discouraged, thou shalt comfort him. Thy cheerful countenance and thy cheerful spirit will not only be an encouragement to him, but shall be an encouragement to others that you minister to. Yea, I say unto thee, take courage this day. Do not fear the responsibility that has been placed upon thee. For the Lord thy God by his Spirit shall never leave thee nor forsake thee. We'll stick close and will be right there with you as you go about your ministry. Thus saith the Lord.
My son and my daughter, saith the Lord, you have had a ministry of hospitality in past days and years. You have been happy to invite others into your home and to bless them and to encourage them. But I have called you to a higher level, that you will minister the living bread to the people. Yea, you will minister strength and comfort. You will help those that are downcast. You will lift them up. Yea, you shall be an example to those with whom you minister. My Spirit is upon you this day, and I will be with you in the days that lie ahead. I will be your strength, saith the Lord. Yea, you shall not fear, for I am with you always, saith the Lord. Let the joy of the Lord be in your heart. Let it flow unto those with whom you have to do, those to whom you minister, saith the Lord. And I do give of you of my wisdom, of my understanding, that you might share it with those to whom you minister, saith the Lord.
O my son and my daughter, I am thy God. Fear not. Look unto me. I have called thee, my son, to be a watchman on the wall. I have called you, my daughter and my son, to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free. Walk. Be an example to the believers. Look not to the right nor to the left. For I am the Lord thy God, and I am preparing a way before you, says the Lord thy God. My son, follow after me. Yes. Be led by my Spirit. Move away from your analytical mind sometimes, and just lean on me, for I am thy God. Amen. And when the questions come up before you, just lay them before me. I will give you the answer. When you're at the crossroads, says the Lord thy God, and you're not knowing or not sure of which way to go, I am the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. I will direct you exactly where you should go. I will open up the mind of your understanding. Hallelujah. Yea, I will give you an understanding of my word, that as you stand before the people and you open your mouth wide, I am the Lord thy God will fill your mouth with my words. Amen. And you shall minister life and health to the people.
you shall minister spiritual life and health to the people. Those words will come forth like fresh bread to the hungry, to like cold water to Amen. The thirsty soul, and they shall be blessed, saith the Lord thy God. Amen. Be not afraid, for I am taking you to a higher ground. Be not afraid of what you have been through, says Amen. The Lord thy God. I am the Lord thy God has brought you thus far, and I am the Lord thy God will take you on, says the Lord thy God. Amen. Be not afraid, for I am the one that holdeth your hands. Jesus. I stood with my servants of old, and I'm standing with my people today. Amen. This day I charge you Hallelujah. Before the congregation of the Lord thy God to stand fast, Amen. Unwavering before Hallelujah. My promises, Amen. Says the Lord thy God. Yea, I planted within you that spirit of discernment, that you will be able yes. to discern the right spirits Amen. And the evil spirits, says the Lord thy God. And I've caused that moving to be very quiet Amen. Within you, and undergirded by the wisdom of the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. And you shall know every step by step as you depend on me, says the Lord thy God. Look up unto me this day. Look unto me. Look away from the things of around you, says the Lord thy God. I'm carving out a future for you. Yea, and Hallelujah. I'm leading you from strength to strength, step by step. And I'm taking you to places of your experiences that you've never been before, says the Lord thy God. I'm opening up that way. The light will shine brighter of your experiences, says the Lord thy God. My inspiration will come upon you, and you will be amazed and wondered that this is the Lord thy God who has called you, has placed his hand upon your life, and has called you to walk this way. Yea, be not afraid, for I am the Lord thy God. Be that watchman under the wall. Be that servant. Never look to the faces of men, but fulfill my promise, says the Lord thy God. Yea, my daughter, I have loved you. Yea, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, Hallelujah. And my presence will overshadow you. At times of doubt and despair and struggles and difficulties, my spirit shall come upon you, and you shall offer that word of prayer and thanksgiving in the middle of the night, says the Lord thy God, and I will be listening, and I will be answering, says the Lord thy God, for I am thy strength, I am thy shield, I am thy buckler. Yea, my son, my daughter, walk before me, humbly, softly, and I will lead you on. Thus Amen. Saith the Lord thy God to his son.
Amen. 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 Praise Thank the you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Glory to
God.
Wonderful.
Oh, wonderful.
I guess the Lord thinks more of us than we do of ourselves. You know, they talked about me having faith, and God's given me some faith, and maybe I'll cast some doubt on your hearts. I prayed for... I came from a Mennonite community, and there's a church there among 8,000 or 10,000 people. There's a church there. You can go to a different church every day of the week, of the month. You know, there's more than 30 churches in our town, and so church going wasn't necessarily an issue. But I talked to the Lord. Before I was a Christian, I said, I don't ever want to be a preacher. And the Lord, maybe he answered that prayer. I went into plumbing business. And the plumbing is not the end goal. The pipes carry the water. And when we think of that analogy and we think about a vocation, we're conduits. Even Jesus said, he said, I am the way. You know, the way is where we're on. Aren't we on the way? Where are we going? Wherever we're going, he is there. He is the way. He is the way. And so I hope that I can yield myself to the Spirit of God so that I can just be a conduit for him to talk to the people of the Lord. And this is way over my head. We'll need your prayers, and we're all conduits of God. I was thinking about Moses' life. He was born and he was raised in a home, and he had 40 years of one type of lifestyle. And he lived in that home he lived there for 40 years. Back in 1973, I was seeking for peace. I was seeking for joy. I was seeking for righteousness, and I couldn't find it. And I did find Jesus. When I did, I sat down with a bunch of guys, and they said, you know, my mom goes to a church where they believe. I was talking about going to church, and they said, well, my mom goes to a church, and they believe when they pray for people that are sick, and they get healed, and I thought, wow, you know, that's the real thing. And so I said, well, where's this place? And it was on Victoria Avenue, and Brother Miller and Brother Hardy were there. They always had church in Glenella in the morning, and then they came to Winkler and had church in the evening. I was 21 years old, but I was delighted to go to church. Brother Miller was up ministering, and he was happy. He had the joy of the Lord. I could tell. I'd only been a Christian for 2 weeks, but I could tell that he had the joy of the Lord. He had something that I was looking for. And they talked about, during that meeting, they talked about feast. Actually, in that meeting, Brother Miller pointed to me and he said, and I brought all my friends along to church. I brought more people than the regular congregation. Brother Miller pointed to me and says, "Young man, the Lord is talking to you." Wow, you know, this is real, you know. And then he talked about feast and going to feast. And then so 2 weeks later, I'm here. I'm here 40 years ago this feast. Every year, for 40 years, I've come here. And God has always filled. He's always satisfied. If you come hungry, He always satisfies. When we came, Brother Miller... Does anybody remember Sister Wall? She was a heavy lady. She had three boys that were handicapped. Jimmy. Anybody know what a Volkswagen Beetle looks like? There was three of us in the back seat. And two in the front seat. I believe we sang every song in this book. And somewhere about halfway mark, Sister Wall said, "You know, I've got a headache." On the hammer on the brakes, and lay hands on her and pray. And we're on our way. And her headache goes away. Wow. I'm a two-week-old Christian. Now I'm in North Battleford. I'm on my way. And, you know, we were talking about the way God moves. You know, one day God moved here and there was a call up that anybody that has feet problems should come up. Wow. Like, why feet? You know, but somebody came and people came up. And I heard a testimony yesterday of a person that came up and they had a foot problem, and that foot problem has never been a problem since that day. And this is years and years and years ago. Is God on the throne? God is on the throne. Yesterday, people came up for financial issues. That's a little bit of a difficult thing to stand up here and say, "I got some financial issues." We're not coming to man, we're coming to God. Amen. And so, that 40 years ago, right here, in the afternoon, this afternoon, 40 years ago, there was the brethren in there. Wisdom wanted to meet, and they had a ministry to those that wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm a two-week-old Christian. You know, Mennonite circles, they don't do the Holy Spirit. You know, I hadn't heard about that much. I knew that God had a son. But I heard about the Holy Spirit here, and so I sat there. I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy that God answered the prayer for the headache. I'm very happy that I found Jesus. I'm very happy that I had peace in my heart. And when I came here, I was more than delighted to sense the anointing of love among the people, among God's people. But people were coming up for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and somebody asked me, have you been filled with the Spirit? I says, I have no idea. And I said, well, what does it feel like? Well, it feels very good. You know, it's great. Well, I'm already feeling great, but if there's more, I want to feel right on top of the world. That's what I want. And so I went up, and I didn't speak in tongues that day. And if you've been up here and you haven't spoken in tongues, what was told to me is, we've laid hands on you, you've been filled with the Spirit. But not everybody that has been filled with the Spirit speaks in tongues. But everybody that's filled with the Spirit can speak in tongues. You've heard me say that before, you know. Brother Miller, we went to the West Indies after that, and he prayed for me every day that I would speak in tongues. So it happened. And when it happened, the grass got greener, the sky was bluer, the sparrows sang louder, and I had a grip on God. I had a real grip on God. Something wonderful. We have this wonderful time. 40 years ago, I got filled with the Spirit. And on our way home, back into the Beetle, and we're driving home, and there's this unbelievable snowstorm. And there was no wipers. So we untied our shoes and tied them to the wiper blades and went. So if that's wisdom, God's given me some. One of the things that God's been talking to us about is He is here. He is here. Hallelujah. And my son was talking, and I read that scripture, and I don't have my Bible here, but and I don't even know exactly where it is, in John someplace. But try every spirit. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh is of me. And I got thinking about that a little deeper. And I thought about it that Christ has come in you. And we need to recognize the Christ in one another. He has come in the flesh. He is right here. He is dwelling among us. Jesus has come in the flesh. When we are born again, Jesus has come in the flesh, and he's dwelling right here. Isn't that wonderful? You know, it's been on my heart a long time that we're weak and sick because we don't discern the Lord's body. And so I want to discern the Lord's body. I want to, when we sing, when we have fellowship one with another, I want to sit down with Jesus and talk to him. And I'll hear him. I'll hear him through you. And you're going to hear him through me. And there's going to be a wonderful flow of the anointing of the Spirit of God in our midst. For those that look for him, he's going to appear the second time. Just open your eyes. Look at your brother and sister right beside you, and you'll see Jesus. So I feel like Moses did at 40 years old. There was an intersection in his life. And he says, I got this burning bush going on here. And there's another curve in the road. And Moses said, I'm really a bad speaker. I'm not good at this. I have the desire, but I don't have the talent. And that's the crossroad that I'm at. That's the crossroads I'm at. But it's encouraging what God has spoken to Lois and I. He's going to do the work. He's going to do it. I just want to be that plumbing pipe, I guess. I want to be that vessel. I just want to allow the Spirit of God to flow through me. And I want to see the Spirit of God flow through you. I want the gospel to be uncomplicated. I want it to be simple. And one of the things that intrigued me and kept me coming back is that we weren't trying to use the dictionary words that, you know, that, I mean, it would have been, you know, back 40 years ago, there wasn't iPads and iPods and cell phones and stuff like that. But I really want the gospel just to be really, really simple. Really simple. And so they weren't using all these high words, these big words, you know, because I didn't have that kind of education in school. And I found that the church was very, very easily understood. I could understand what was going on. Praise the Lord. No errors. No competition. Just being led by the Spirit of God. That's our desire, is that God leads us. He's led us thus far. I'm just totally thrilled with God, what God has talked to us about at this feast. I'm just thrilled. I mean, it's something you can put in the bank and just meditate on it and feed on it and go out and have our lives changed from this feast. God bless you.